Alrighty then.
Hey, humans.
Hey.
Welcome Mona. To It's Not Horror.
Okay.
Let's see. Tonight we have Nudie.
Yes, we do.
And Shred.
Hey, I've been gone for a while. I just want to say I'm sorry that I've been gone for a while. I was in New York City capping that CEO from the... So everyone thinks I've been gone for a while. People thought I was kicked off because I had that racist rant, but I was just killing a CEO and I was pawning it off on some WAP.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's how we start the show. Yeah, we like to have fun.
And now we also have Willis.
I'm here. Yittabe.
Tonight we're doing another Weirdo Mona movie. It's called Six String Samurai. It's from 1998. And I think that's the last time I've seen this movie. And I really liked it, but I was a different kind of weirdo then, so we'll see.
She was a little weirdo back then.
I think it's post-apocalyptic. It's supposed to be 1957 after World War III.
Is it like a kung fu movie?
No. Let's see, Buddy Holly. There's a guy who thinks he's a dangerous Buddy Holly.
I look just like Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
And you're merely Tyler Moore.
Sorry. And it's directed by Lance Mangia, the same guy who directed The Crow, Wicked Prayer. So I'm sorry in advance. But here we go.
Lance Mangina?
Yeah.
Mangione.
And I'm...
Chuck Mangione.
Feels so good.
Yeah, we're harmonizing right now.
Yeah.
Nudie, we're harmonizing.
We're harmonizing.
You take the highs, I take the lows. Okay, I'm drunk.
Y'all sound like y'all singing The Price is Right.
The Price is Right, yeah.
If the price is right.
All right, so we all got the movie ready.
And you count down.
The countdown.
I got the movie ready, but the movie act like it don't want to fucking play.
Uh-oh.
As per usual at Willis's house.
Well, don't press play until we press play.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. I should know. I'm trying to get the file to work somewhere. Shit. Here we go.
Okay, now?
I got it working. Yippity.
All right. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. Hit play on go. 3, 2, 1, go.
I keep on forgetting I got the regular Windows Media Players, and sometimes that works too.
That's the shittiest fucking logo I've ever seen for a picture. That looks like it was made in MS Paint.
Looks like Willis
Maybe
could draw.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was someone's kid.
It's a palm tree, Mom.
Exactly.
I use a movie player classic, Willis, to watch the movies.
Yeah,
I don't like the new media players.
I don't know if I should say this on the podcast, but I'm going to
Then you probably shouldn't, then.
Well, I'm saying it anyway. I already said a racist epithet, but...
That's what's going to happen to us.
I'm going
to
be selling some illegal VHS tapes at a Ren's Den coming up December 21st. I'll be there with Chopping Mall. I'll be there with Evil Dead. I'll be there with fucking Dead Alive. Whatever you want. Weird, evil horror movies on bootleg VHS.
Be there.
Do you think we have listeners from New Mexico that listen to this show?
Yeah.
We do?
Hola.
All right, then.
Welcome,
Ren's Den peoples.
We just missed whatever's going on.
Russia took over after bombing in 1957. Vegas needs a new Elvis.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like a Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
Or Wolfman. Yeah. Is that Wolfman Jack?
Lance Mangina.
There he is.
Was he still alive during 1998, Wolfman Jack? I don't remember when he died.
I remember him from Motel Hell.
Yeah, it could be a fake, I guess.
Hey, it's a Wolfman Jack, baby. I remember he had a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah, he died in 1995.
That's when I was born.
A lot of people had cartoons back then.
The Mask, Men in Black.
You're not even 30 yet?
I'm getting there.
Damn.
Shoot, I don't remember 30.
You were really born in 1995?
Yeah, February. I'm going to be 30
Fuck.
This upcoming year. What, you thought I was older?
Jeez.
What?
No, you don't act. You don't act like you're older.
I'm a little piss baby.
Sorry, Mona. You'll never be as old as I.
Yeah.
How old
yeah.
are you? Let's get to that.
I'm 55.
Really?
Yep. I just turned.
You know
55.
What? You don't act it. I know 55-year-old guys in my hometown, and they're 80. Like
I know. I act like I'm still in my 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, like you're 16.
Yeah, Vey. Show me your tits.
See?
And I'm 8 years old.
Shred was like fucking calling everybody earlier, trying to figure out how we were going to get him on the show.
Sorry, dude, I don't know how computers work.
You kids today.
You know what I've been doing? I've been taking my computer and I can hook it up to my TV and I've been making bootleg VHS tapes. I can take anything, whatever's playing on my computer right now, I can run it to my TV and watch it through there and put it on a VHS tape.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, hey, we could put our podcast on a VHS tape. Imagine listening to this, but shittier.
Now if only you would feed your kid.
You know what, I went to Sam's Club. I bought 140 Hot Pockets.
There you go.
They'll live. No running water, but there's Hot Pockets everywhere. No microwave, but
nasty hot ass Hot Pockets.
Yeah, there's no refrigerator either. So it's just warm Hot Pockets.
I love that we do a show where anybody can listen, but we keep throwing inside jokes.
Yep.
If you listen long enough, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. Especially NFW. We still crack jokes.
Follow the lore.
We had from episode one. We're almost
at Mona final. And Aaron fill me in on it every time I meet them. They're like, they just fill me in on how deep the lore goes.
Balls deep. No lube.
Sometimes you don't need it.
No, if you're doing the job right, you don't need to lube it up.
Exactly. Thank you.
This looks like
always spit on it. I'm a spit on it guy.
This, you know what this almost reminds me of? Remember when they did Fist of the North Star in live action? This is what this look like. Look as cheap as that.
Did we do that?
Yep.
Oh, it's Davy Crockett.
Wasn't that a Sam pick?
No, that was my pick.
Yeah, that was Will's cheap pick.
Is this dubbed?
I don't think so.
This is in English?
Yeah, there's just no good actors in it. I have a feeling that as Virus watched this, it would resonate with him.
Yeah.
Just like that fucking movie did there, Gummo.
No.
Gummo.
Hey, I love Gummo, okay? It's a great movie.
It is.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Don't leave Monkey behind.
Short round. You're coming with me. Okay, Dr. Jones, I do whatever you say.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Hey, lady, you call him Dr. Jones. I don't touch anything.
And it's crazy. He stopped acting and then come right back in. His first role back, he ended up winning a damn Oscar. That's some wild shit.
Yeah. Round of applause, golf clap.
What the fuck is going on with this bullshit?
I think I know this band. I feel like that looks like the guys who play, What's that fucking song? In the Land of the Dead or whatever.
I feel like Mona's seen that band 100 times as a kid.
That lounge band.
I'm looking. Nobody in this movie is in anything.
Where's Hector?
It's like a student film.
This is something I made at Virus's Backyard.
Yeah.
A Ransdan band.
I believe you. I really do on this one.
I'll give it to her. She does pick some lively movies.
Shut up.
And then these guys turn into the Wheelers in Return to Oz.
The Red Elvises. That's who this band is.
The Red Elvises.
Name. Who gives a fuck for 500, Alex?
You did. You guys did because you wanted to
know. No, I asked. Yeah. No,
but nobody heard of them, I bet.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there's a band called, check this out. This is a great name for a band. They're called Squirrel Nut Zippers.
I like that band.
Squirrel Nut Zippers. And I thought it was that band. In the Afterlife. Something. Oh. It sounds like Star Wars Cantina music.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Schnitty, you guys don't listen to anything. Like, you don't know anything except for Yacht Rock.
Oingo Boingo? No, you
didn't just say Yacht Rock.
No, I listened to Ozzy's Boneyard.
Talking Heads.
I like the Talking Heads. They're all right.
There you go. There you go. Do you like Huey Lewis on the News?
I hate Huey Lewis on the News.
I like them too. They have some classics.
Yeah, they're good. I
can't stand it.
But when they came out with this, 4, in 1986, they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
I'm doing
American Psycho right now. I don't remember the whole
with heart.
The whole dialogue of Huey Lewis and the News.
How you feel about them remaking that?
You know what? They should have used Homelander from The Boys. He would have been a great Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, that would have
been.
You
ever see Banshee?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was great in Banshee too.
Yeah, I could see that.
No, wait, you can see what? I asked you if you saw it. You said, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy from... We were talking about American Highlander. Psycho. I'm sorry. Right.
Highlander guy was in a show called Banshee. It was on Showtime back in the day. Did you see that show?
I thought there was a new thing called Banshee. And it was a show on Netflix.
Well, it might be on Netflix, but it might be the show that was on Showtime back in the day. It's like 4 episodes, and it stars the Highlander guy.
Yeah,
you should
Adrian
watch it.
Adrian Paul, right?
No. You were the saying guy who plays Patrick Bateman,
the guy from The Boys.
Oh, that Highlander.
Yes,
okay.
yes.
In the show Banshee, you guys should check it out.
Where he's a cop or like a dirty cop.
Oh,
that's the one you're talking about.
He's an ex-con who takes over the identity of a cop.
Yes, I did see that.
The show's awesome. Lots of great plot, violence, nudity, sex, and I think there's even some man butt for you, Mona.
There's always butt. I want more.
No, I don't remember if there's...
And penis. Some for me, too. Say some man butt for me.
There's a lot of nudity and sex, so there might be a penis or two. The show's really good, though. Not just saying. You guys should check it out if you've not seen it.
This should have been on Is It Really That Bad?
Yeah, seriously.
I see. Oh, yeah, bowling pins falling. It's like, is he fighting like a bowling league of three?
Yeah, the three ballers. They're bald-headed, too. They're all bald as bowling balls.
You know how gross bowling balls are? Like, you put your fingers in a bowling ball. Anyone can scratch your ass, scratch your balls, and put it in a fucking bowling ball.
Oh, that's why you buy your own, fella.
Yeah.
Well, people can do that with anything.
Yeah.
I have to collect money from children that are probably always touching balls all day and not washing their hands.
Ugh.
And I hate the fucking bitches that would bring boob sweat money. Be like, just put it in there. I'm not touching that shit.
Boob sweat money?
Yeah.
Can you describe boob sweat money for us?
When they pull their money from under their titty. That's what
And they're from their bra.
Gross. We get money like that from the people that come from the water park.
Ugh. It's like dripping off. Yeah.
All wrinkled and
yeah, damp. Gross.
It's like if you work at a public pool and some chick kept her money in her titties. Yeah. It comes out of the pool just dripping.
Yep.
Smell of sweat and chlorine.
So it's this guy on a quest. This is like Mad Max.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It would have been better for the other show.
He really is Roy Orbison, isn't he?
Look at him. Buddy Holly.
Okay, Buddy Holly, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Rich.
No.
Did you get a lobotomy?
That's Buddy Ebsen.
Here's a story about a man named Jed.
Buddy Holly. That's Buddy Ebsen. Oh, he found a new soda. Look at that kid.
This kid's cool as hell. He's drinking beer. That movie, the guy is shooting looks like Bruce Campbell.
That show was funny as shit back in the day. Beverly Hillbillies.
I saw Stan vs. Evil. What's that guy's name, Nudie?
Oh, the guy from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelso. He's Dr. Kelso on Scrubs.
Yeah. But, I know who you mean. That's that great Stan vs. Evil. I love that.
I love that show.
Because you guys know I love Evil Dead. I was like, oh, that's a ripoff of Ash vs. Evil Dead. Total ripoff show, but it's actually a really good show.
It is.
It's a really good show.
Did you guys ever seen Todd in the Book of Evil?
Yes. Yes.
Mona?
Yes, of course. I love it.
Oh, excuse
Atticus
me.
Atticus Finch is my favorite.
How about this one?
I seen it when it came out.
Well, excuse me.
Did you ever watch Onyx the Fortuitous on YouTube?
I haven't watched Reaper yet.
I watched the other night. I watched The Primevals.
Oh, that's great!
It was so good.
Yeah, I loved it.
Ray Harryhausen style claymation, so good.
I might pick that for one of our "Is It Really That Bad" nights.
It's not bad. It's not.
No,
bad.
I know, but it would fit for that show. I love it.
But I was also underwhelmed by the whole movie.
Well. It was made like 50 years ago that they had to complete it.
Yeah, yeah. David Allen, the guy who did Puppet Master, made this movie, died, and then they finished the movie after he died.
Yeah, like 25 years later.
Yes. And the claymation is super cool.
Actually, more than that.
The rest is underwhelming.
It was like an 80s movie. And they had to finish it up.
I watched it as a Puppet Master movie. I was like, all right, stupid puppets. And I was like, this is great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good.
They move as slow as shit. What are they throwing tennis balls at him?
Balls at him? What is this, an earnest movie? Gumballs.
Yeah, gumballs.
It looks like those Easter almonds. What do they call them things? Jordan almonds?
Mm-hmm. Almonds?
Yeah, almonds.
Almond joys?
The ones with the candy coating on the outside. You know?
I hate almond joys.
I love almond joys.
Yeah, almond joys are great.
Fuck almond joys, fuck mounds. Anything with coconut, I'm done.
Almond joys are great.
All I wanted was a fucking almond joy for Halloween, and we only got one. One fucking almond joy. And all fucking right, Bubba ate it.
You get the almond joys, I'll get the Twix. Oh,
that fucking guy, I tell you. How dare he eat your almond joy.
I know. There was no joy in that almond.
Bubba.
This is a band going to play a gig at Rensden.
Yeah.
That's what I said in the beginning.
I can see it.
You're the caveman.
Behind Virus's house with the band for bands from Rensden.
I still don't have a fucking. We're we're like 20 minutes in. I don't know really what's going on yet.
Well, they're trying to, like, there's like a bounty on him, but I don't know why, by those people, those death people.
Have they said it yet?
Yeah.
Oh. Where do we miss that?
When those people that look like the Undertaker were talking to the Red Elvises.
Oh.
So y'all have seen this movie before.
So basically this is like an apocalyptic movie that's like the Warriors.
I guess.
They're trying to chase this guy down because, you know, he killed Cyrus.
I don't know. Oh, I guess. Maybe the guy he killed in the beginning? Right, wow, so, we're so awesome podcasters.
So 20 minutes in, does this movie still hold up for you?
Mona picked this movie?
Hey, at least he doesn't have a hand growing out of his back.
Hey, at least you remembered the movie.
I'll never forget that movie.
See, you know what? It might have been a shit movie, but you can't forget it.
He had a hand growing out of his back.
Hand.
Jen Nelson licking a dead girl's nipple.
I want Mona to give me a hand.
A hand.
A hand.
I want
some almonds.
If it grows out of her back, almonds. She'll give you a hand.
Not any almonds.
So aluminium. She can jack you off and turn her back to you at the same time.
Yes, a hand job with almonds.
A third hand job.
With aluminium.
Aluminium.
In your ass.
With almonds.
Say aluminum. Is aluminum and aluminium the same thing?
Yep.
To Willis, it is.
Why do people say aluminium?
That's over in England. That's how they pronounce it, aluminium. They don't say aluminum.
Say it again. One more time.
They don't say aluminum.
Another word Willis can't say.
Melody can't say Florida. Florida. She says Flottera.
All right, Willis, follow after me.
Aluminum. I know how to say it.
It's not quite right, but you're close.
I'm too busy laughing to say the word right. That's the problem.
They're fighting each other to get to Vegas to be the new king.
Slither.
Here we go with that shit. Shit.
Can I ask you a question about my masks?
Slither.
Slither.
No, slither, right?
Yes, he can't say it.
He can say it. I heard it clear as day.
Yeah. So what did you say, Willis?
Slither.
Could I ask you for a sliver of cake?
What do you want to ask us about your masks?
Can I ask you about my masks?
What about them?
What's wrong with your mask?
My mask in my garage, and I smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, they're going to get fucked up.
I know.
They're going to get yellow.
Your books, your records.
Just like your lungs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
As I take a long drag on a Marlboro Red short.
Keep telling Mona to quit smoking.
No.
How do you afford cigarettes? Aren't they like $100 a pack now?
It's super expensive. Smokes I have to get cheap ones sometimes.
Smokes are not? What?
I don't smoke them all the time.
Oh, well, you just bum them off of people?
No, yeah. Yes.
Oh, cloves. They're not expensive.
Cloves are gross.
How about you just stop smoking? How about that?
Or I can
How
look at my couch and find
masturbating?
Some coins.
That's equivalent to smoking.
You know what? I was thinking about this today. Check this out.
Good one.
Like, a lot of guys watch porn, right? And some chicks consider watching porn cheating. But girls also read those smut novels, those romance novels.
I don't know any girls that read that. I know women, not girls.
Yeah, exactly. You know women, not ladies.
Oh, he's just a baby, Mona.
I don't know no ladies.
You don't know no ladies. My grandma's a lady, and she used to record porn off of her TV. And I got it on VHS.
His grandma got a dick pic, and she was scared.
Oh, it was the worst dick pic I ever saw.
Why would you send it to her? Jesus, what's wrong with you?
I should have sent it to myself.
The damn grandmother, man.
This dick pic was amazing. It looked like a Smurf hut.
Send it like to your
grandmother.
Like a Smurf
lived in it. It was all head, no shaft.
A bunch of degenerates on this show.
Yep.
What? Don't talk about your dicks?
Sending dick pics to your grandmother.
I didn't send it. Some guy sent it to me. What am I, some sort of pervert? I didn't send my grandma.
Apparently you are.
But my grandma showed me the dick pic, and it was horrible.
Horrible.
It was. It haunts my dreams.
It was horrible.
It's horrible.
In an album cover.
It should be in black and white and grainy and make it a fucking typo negative cover.
Now a golfer.
This got to be on the list of all-time bad movies, right?
No, this is footage of me and my family right now. This was like living in New Mexico. Just dusty and tattered.
On a note, I just found out while looking on Instagram while watching this movie, 2025, we're going to have Godzilla will face the Marvel Universe. So they're going to have a 6-issue comic book series of Godzilla versus the Marvel Universe.
Yay! Seriously?
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right.
I'm down with it. Because Godzilla and Kong fought the Justice League last year. The ones from the new movie. I only got like the first issue and the last issue.
I have no issues.
Yes, you do. You have all kinds. Of-
I got 99 issues and a bitch ain't one.
It's comedy fucking gold, people. Comedy fucking gold. And I'm wasting it here.
Crickets.
I know, right?
Well, I'm here. Even though I don't get your
Willis
references.
Got my joke. Willis got my joke. That's okay. You're a youngin'. You'll figure it out.
They look cannibalistic.
You guys got to teach me.
I think you're beyond.
Like teaching. This guy. Like this little kid. I'm this little retarded kid. They hey, your like dad brings people. You over to a meth house. This is... This is a meth house. What is this?
They look like they're going to eat them.
Probably are.
Move over, son. I'm going to sell you for some meth.
Like the vampire chick in Conan.
Bye-bye. Now. All right, bye-bye. Bye now.
Sold the kid.
Bye-bye.
The fuck?
What are you laughing about? This is a perfectly normal family.
Meanwhile, it shreds.
Yeah. Why would the guy leave him with with cannibals?
Luke trying to escape his house on fucking Tatooine. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Fooey. No breakfast again.
Fooey. Say it like that, but in Donald Duck voice. Say that word. No, fooey. Isn't he say that all the time?
That's
It's hard to say.
This is hawk up a loogie.
There's Mona. We gotta bring my kitty with the big hole in it.
That's a pussy, not a kitty. With a big hole in it. Mona's pussy has a big hole in it.
Use the
big pussy.
No.
Like a toddler. My pussy hurts.
No.
Can I sleep with you? My pussy hurts.
Can you help me? My pussy has a hole in it. There's a big hole in my pussy. Don't worry, help me.
My pussy has a hole in it. Can I sleep with you? Mommy, I had a nightmare. My pussy had a hole in it.
Terrible people.
I blame you, Mona. You started it.
Hi.
Sick.
y'all seen the new Deadpool?
Come out. No.
Online. He's raising funds for 6 kids, and he got Kidpool with him, and he get Linda Carter in there, and they try and get her to turn into Wonder Woman, and she did start doing the Wonder Woman spin, but then she end up turning it, her clothes turn into a package. And Deadpool say, "Fuck them DC lawyers."
Wait, what? I could not follow that story.
They wanted him to turn into Wonder Woman, but when she did the spin, she turned into a package because she couldn't license the fucking costume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That story took a long turn.
Oh, no. Little John was on Wheel of Fortune last night.
Yeah.
Were you
Wheel of Fortune?
Okay. Okay.
And Chance the Rapper and Dionne Warwick.
Chance the Rapper.
And Chance the Rapper won. He was really good.
Rap right now.
Like, no, please don't.
That's like food rapper.
Please don't.
Chance the Rapper.
I took a chance and my pants fell around my ankles. No, I'm just kidding.
You should change the name of this show to Is It Really That Bad?
Part 2.
What show am I on right now? Is it horror okay? What show am I on?
Yeah, exactly.
This is horror, though.
Where am I?
This movie makes no goddamn sense.
Do they ever?
Thank you. No, they never
Not
do.
Yours.
Exactly. Do I make any sense?
Jaws makes sense.
I've been trying to figure that out for years.
You said Jaws doesn't make sense. Of course it does.
Who said that?
Shirt.
You said not it's Jaws.
I'm talking about Mona. Not Jaws.
I know, Willis.
Jaws always makes sense.
Making fun of your accent. That Baltimore accent of yours.
I don't even live in Baltimore, goddammit.
I don't even know why y'all work, because I don't go on water for nothing. I don't go on water. But water scare me.
Fuck, are you high?
Yeah, I have been smoking a
little
bit.
I thought you gave it up for Lent.
Lent? What am I, fucking Jewish?
I don't know.
What's Lent? No, that's Catholic.
Your name
is Catholic. My last name's Killingsworth. And
Preston Killingsbury?
Yeah, Killingsbury. That would be a great last name. I love it when people mispronounce my name. Like Preston, they're like, yeah, Tristan? Patrick. And that shit fucking, like, that's better than actually saying my name. Like, Preston, no, Patrick. Just call me Patrick. Patrice, I've heard Patrice. before?
Patrice.
How long is this goddamn movie?
Justin.
You have an hour left.
Shit.
Yeah, I got a hockey game.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to fill the fucking time. We have not been talking this whole thing. We're just watching the movie. It's a great movie.
We haven't shut up since it started. What are you talking about?
But, you know, just trying to fill the time. I'm like,
trying to make people forget that we're watching a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mona did her job.
Podcast.
Shut up.
Mona did her job.
Vacuuming. You said you were vacuuming earlier. I was just thinking about Spaceballs. She's gone from suck to blow.
Comb the desert.
We ain't found shit.
That movie doesn't hold up. I told every time Jake brings that movie up, I'm always like, that movie doesn't hold up, Jake. He gets all mad. I just don't think the jokes hold up anymore. They were funny.
Spaceballs.
Yeah, they were funny back then, but.
Oh my God, you know what I used to love was Police Academy.
Right.
And then watching it now, I'm like, oh. No.
You know, the one with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, cat no more. When we were kids, we loved it. We thought it was hilarious. And then now, I'm like, no. Yeah. People like, have short circuits.
In the desert when you're trying to get your motorcycle started.
See, this is a day in life of Shred.
You know the reason.
Or virus.
You know the reason why Spaceballs don't hold up no more? Because Star Wars has basically become a parody of itself. So Spaceballs basically told us truth before the movie starts happening again.
This is literally me as a parent right now. That's funny.
I said the day in life of Shred. Who the fuck's Preston?
Yeah, who's that?
Preston. Who names their kid Preston?
That's a goof name.
Piston?
Piston. Seriously.
Let's
name him Preston. What's he look like to you, Marge? Oh, he looks like a Preston.
Marge.
Did you ever look up your own name on that website where it's like
that website, yeah,
something
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
No.
What's a kneel? You know, an Urban Dictionary.
Oh, I'm sure it has something to do with kneeling down.
But there's like 100 entries, and it's like Neil is a cool motherfucker who likes to chill and watch some movies. And then it's like a Preston is a guy who ejaculates in his pillowcase.
Oh, yeah.
And then sleeps on it.
Yeah. With the wet side up.
What's a Mona?
A Mona is when you get a blowjob, but there's no sound.
But she makes sound, I'm sure.
It means wish or unreachable.
You're a wish? Well, you are unreachable.
Like a blowjob with no sound. That's what I wish for.
Mona's name doesn't lie.
She is unreachable a lot of times. She is
an unreachable. Wish to many of those in her life. Mona has a low confidence.
Wow. It's like a fortune cookie of your life.
But little does she know, every guy and girl obsesses over her.
Well, that's true.
Mona is a woman with a heart full of
dreams. Since day one, when I thought you were a lesbian, I've been obsessing after you.
Well, let Mona talk. I want to hear more. What does Mona mean?
Since her mind is constantly buzzing with multiple things, she has major anxiety.
Where are you reading this?
Mona tries to hide her true feelings by making jokes and laughing all her pain off. The fuck? But she is quietly freaking inside. Most of the time, Mona is very hopeful and optimistic. But every once in a while, she'll go crazy.
Yeah, every other day. Wow, that thing is pretty accurate.
Mona is one of the most loyal and lovable people you will ever meet. So you have to keep her close. Don't touch me!
She'll stab you.
Mona is incredibly attractive.
Yeah, you are.
And beautiful, but remains humble about her looks. She seduces every man around her without even knowing it. Lastly, Mona is a very creative soul with ideas that she wants to use to change up the world.
Wow.
Are you writing your Tinder bio?
Look, a midget!
Virus!
There's a midget in the movie.
It's Virus.
That was so weird.
He's so buff for a little person.
Come on, Felix, let's go home.
He's so buff for a little person. He'll be back, I say. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones because it's so low to the ground.
Come on, Daddy's got to go post some shit and puke videos.
Yes. Do you wish I was your dad? Me and Virus?
Yeah. No.
Puke and poop videos?
No. I'm good, thank you.
Did you ever see that video of a guy puking into his own cup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Refilled it? Seen them all. Seen them all, thanks to Virus.
Yeah. So you're not into puke?
What gives you that idea?
That's one of my biggest kinks. I would wish that someone vomit all over me.
Oh, yeah? You don't just ask your wife to do that to you on your honeymoon? Yes.
Yeah, we do a lot of vomit play.
It's good. Felching.
Call it that, vomit play. We do a lot of vomit play in the bedroom.
Yeah, I can imagine.
A lot of plastic tarps.
At least you're tarping it up.
Yeah.
I was using it for later.
I like to projectile vomit onto her tits.
What a podcast we have here.
Oh my god.
I looked up mine.
Nihilus.
Mine says is a well-respected person of family if the last name. This is rather intelligent and kind. A person who is not prejudiced, ghetto, or untrustworthy. They show examples of leadership, integrity, responsibility, and dedication. They are simply a true Willis. That's what it says.
You are a true Willis.
You are a true Willis.
See, when that's a good person, you say that's a Willis right there.
That's a Willis. They're not Larry.
Oh, that's
You're
a virus.
You're not Larry or Curly or a Mo. You're a Willis.
Oh, my God. But then the other one at the bottom, did you see Willis?
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't going to read that.
45 minutes north of Houston, full of rednecks and old people who suck at driving.
There was more and he didn't want to read it.
Oh, my God. Willis, a black man with a huge afro. You know a Willis when you walk past him on the street? Because his huge afro just stands out.
Willis doesn't have any hair. So sadly, that one wasn't close to home.
What are you reading these off of? Is this a Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Look up a Preston. I want to hear what it is.
Thought you already read what it was.
When I was a kid, it was a kid who jizzes in his pillowcase. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when was that? This one's like your name. Preston. He's the type of guy, as soon as he finds someone, he immediately will fall for her. He instantly knows he has feelings for her, but might be too shy to tell her. He knows that no matter what would happen to her, he would do anything to help her. He is humorous and everything he says is funny. People who really would care for him won't notice his flaws and don't care for how he looks. All that any girl wants in him is his personality. He has everything that a girl would want from him.
I'm a lot of personality, bad looks.
Starting the kindness from his heart.
You know, that's kind of true. I know I look like shit.
Uh-oh,
but,
he got laid and
know.
I missed it on the movie.
They didn't show his wiener, don't worry. You didn't miss nothing.
Oh my god, more. Preston, the most amazing man you'll ever meet. He is fine. He is
fine. You know who wrote this? Fine. A bunch of Prestons. Just like a bunch of dudes named after me.
He values his friends and family over everything.
You value my family and welfare. No, this now I feel bad because I'm trying to make myself out to be a good person. That's not who I am. I'm a bad person. I'm a bad man.
Goofy at times, but he also knows when to be serious. Not.
No.
Preston has gorgeous blue eyes, perfect lips for kissing, and the cutest dimples in his cheeks.
That is butt keep cheeks. Reading.
No, read it sexier.
He also gives the best hugs. This is a great cuddle buddy.
Ooh.
When you're with your Preston, you won't want to leave. And if you're away from your Preston for more than 1 second, your heart will ache for him.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, here I am. I'm right here, baby. I'm ready for
big
you.
Big heart. Come on. An outgoing personality makes it easy to fall
I'm
for.
I'm going to guide you. I'm a hold your dick like a cigarette. Just between two fingers around your dick. I'm going to stroke it like that. Up and down.
If you find a Preston, don't ever let him go.
Don't ever let him go. Wow.
Oh my god. And then the sex funny. Part. That boy, that is a Preston. A boy that is fine as fuck that will take your bitch. Big dick. Every girl will dump their boyfriend for him.
You know who wrote that? A Preston. It's like, if your name is Mitch, you're like, yes, a big dick motherfucker who will steal your girlfriend, and he got a big old pee-pee. Neil is a big dick boy, and he shoots ropes. Like, he can shoot ropes across the room.
Like Peter North.
Yeah, Willis. Oh, Willis is a guy who can skateboard really well, and he buys you best Christmas presents, and he can also shoot ropes across the room. It just comes all over you, like big cum. Short dick, big cum, small wank, big fart.
No.
Oh, what are they doing the virus?
I don't know. Did he want to be king?
He's hanging.
The fucking midget hanging there is one of my favorite scenes ever. That is gonna stick with me.
It resonates with you.
Yeah, yeah. Watching little people struggle really fucking gives my rocks off. Just watching little people struggle. Siberia!
Oh my god, I'm going to read the Neil one. Neil is a really great guy. He is a playboy. His friends know him as a bitch banger. Ho hunter.
Yeah, here you go, Neil.
Oh, there's Neil, the great.
Right back at you, bud.
I'm a ho hunter.
I want Neil and I want Willis.
I'm hunting you, Mona. Mona's a ho.
I'm unreachable or some shit, remember?
Hey, try to get at her. I'm true. Oppressive.
You are.
I'm oppressive, man. You
could text. You could message Mona and you won't hear from her 6 days later.
Shut up.
It's true.
Sometimes I forget to press send.
Like, It could be like, hey, Mona, I'm in the hospital having a heart attack 10 days later. Are you still alive? hope you didn't die before I answered your message. She laughs because she knows it's true.
Dad! And we don't even know why.
Yeah,
exactly. We hate this movie and we're not paying attention. And Will is so angry.
Playing a video game and listening to Preston go off the rails.
Roll down the hill.
Is there any more Neil?
Let's see.
I'm the hoe hunter.
A bitch banger.
Bitch banging hoe hunter. I'm a hell of a guy.
I'm a pimp.
I'm the Plex Daddy, Big Dick Plex Daddy.
Big Dick Plex Daddy.
Neil. Anil is the best boy you could ever meet. He is nice, caring, and has an amazing smile. If you find yourself
a Neil. Fat dick. He's got a big old fat dick.
Don't let
like
him go.
Can, like there stacked on top of each other. Like
don't let me go, Mona.
Man, I wish I had someone like Neil. Anil is a person of awesome intellect who shows good character, charm, wit, and good manners in everything he does. Sean is definitely not a Neil. He is an anti-Neil.
Anti-Neil.
I'm going to use these. Man, that guy's a Willis. That's a good guy. That guy, that's an anti-Neil. Yeah. Right there.
Neil Willis. Yeah. And then sometimes a Shred. Yeah, sprinkle a little Shred on it. It's like cumin.
Don't let those Prestons go.
Yeah, you don't have no cumin inside your girlfriend.
But, no more Prestons.
Yeah.
One time I asked my mom had cumin, the seasoning, and I asked her what's coming?
Cumin.
She like spit out her food and couldn't stop laughing. What's coming, Mom? This is the first time he's talking.
Yeah, other than yelling. Squat.
I bet you $50.
Go to bed. Leave me alone. I don't want to be your daddy.
Time for go to bed.
Come to daddy.
He's laying on his guitar.
This shit makes no sense.
Spinach monster thing?
We missed a spinach monster thing.
Go to bed.
So did you get a lot of Prestons? Oh my god, I'm just gonna go kill myself. Did you get a lot of presents, Nudie?
Got a few so far.
Few or several?
Well, isn't few and several kind of like the same thing?
I'm not doing Christmas this year. I'm doing the Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, I got
that thing. I'm doing vacation.
I got a trivia game from Mona.
Yeah, we're
gonna have. And I got all four John Wick movies from Mike Merryman. I got The Big Lebowski from Brandon. I think Brandon sent me that. Not Cassie. Brandon Young.
The Kenny Rogers song in that movie.
Starship Troopers was from. Fuck man, I'm forgetting.
Starship Poopers. Poopers.
Mr. Venom. Our old friend Mr. Venom. And I got some stuff from Heather. She sent me a couple of those Funko Pops.
Them things are funny looking. Them big old eyes.
Yeah. They're cool though. I like them.
I seen a whole bunch of them today at the Ross for like $3.99.
Yeah, I try to collect the horror ones and some of the ones that I think are cute, you know.
You go to the Ross?
Yeah, Ross. Yeah, Ross around Christmas time gets all kind of toys and stuff.
Wait, what? You get one shoe for $1.55? Ross is a gamble. You gotta gamble when you go to Ross. You're like, I got a box of pants.
Then a box of pants.
It's like, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, take some more. Man. Whatever you do, whatever you're on, do some more.
And then next thing you know, you open it up, and it's like silverware.
In your box of pants, they put silverware.
Yeah.
Well, that'll cut some holes in your pants.
It is a box. Set pants. Now.
Oh, I'm going to pee.
No, he's not into pee, just puke.
I'm into pee.
Oh, you like pee too? That was a good movie.
Pee's pizza. Cool. You ever had a girl pee on you?
I cannot say I have.
Well, am I alone on this?
Yeah,
I think so.
Get a girl
pee on you? Mona, you ever have a girl pee on you?
Whoa, nobody pee on me. Except my son, but he's a baby.
Except for your boy.
You're in TD.
The boy.
Nefertiti.
This is like a shitty version of Mad Max.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Mona's going to give it a 10.
Oh my god, no. I remember my friend's sister peed on me. I think it was middle school and she was in elementary school. And we were on the swing and we were doing the spider and somebody twisted us. It's when like the other person like sits on you or whatever. And someone's like spinned us around,
scissoring.
And she couldn't stop laughing and she fucking peed.
Wow.
She peed on me.
So instead of blood sisters, you're pee sisters.
Get her off, make it stop.
That's funny. Well, can we end this thing already?
I know, right?
So over it.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
No, this is great.
It's terrible.
What? Why? It reminds me of a steak of flesh.
What? Why?
Getting caught by the Jawas.
He's in a Sarlacc pit.
Never allowed to pick a movie again. Should have just watched Turbo Kid.
Jamie!
I went with that, but I was like,
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's way better than this, trust me.
Mona and her picks.
No, we still have 34 minutes.
I know what's going to happen to me after cutting this movie. I'm going straight to bed and going to sleep.
Well, at least, you know, something to cure insomnia.
Yeah.
dead slashes. Are you not high enough, Nudie?
I'm getting there. I'm not as high as Preston. Holy fuck.
I'll get there.
That bro is high.
Oh, baby. I'll get there. Should we take a hit off some weed?
No.
I think you don't need any more.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Oh my god. What
the fuck? I thought he was giving it up.
Just go take a nap in the corner, Shred.
Yeah, get it up. No.
Didn't you say you were sobering yourself up?
No.
You lied?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sobering up? Why?
For many reasons this season. The children.
Yeah. You don't feed your kids, remember? That shit was funny. I can imagine the, you picking up the phone for that phone call.
Feeding my kids. Bullshit.
Excuse me. This is DCYF.
I smoke a lot of weed, so I got a lot of food in the house. You know, I got a lot of snacks. You know, you got snack down.
What now? It's in black and white now.
I know, right?
They're not a color.
The slashes are coming.
Uh-oh.
Dead slash. No slash.
Oh, you're not qualified. I am covered by the United States. No, I am covered by the United States. I am a lawyer. Ah!
You're going to give Nudie another breakdown. He's probably twitching right now.
So I'm laughing. The guy's insane.
I'm really hungry. I'm a kid. I just want to eat some hamburgers.
Uh-oh. Tag,
another kid. Yeah, it's messed up.
What are we in, Die Hard movie now?
Yes.
Hey, kids, you got a light?
Getting ready to do some kung fu shit, Willis. He's about to give him the cobra. Cobra!
Oh, you kicked me back. Come on.
Hit me. Does he have an arrow in his back?
Yeah.
Come on. The instructor taught me. Now we're going to do line work.
Why does somebody sound like a bootleg ass on... Bootleg ass Yoda.
Can you snap?
Windmill God. Fuck, Willis. We still got 30 Holy minutes shit. Of this.
I know, right? This shit makes no goddamn sense.
I'll try to be better. I'll try to be funny.
No, please don't.
This is... Are you a lesbian? Yes, I am.
Stop me here.
Quiet.
It's very quiet. I'm sitting here laughing. I'm looking at my whatnot app, and I see somebody is selling stuff on their whatnot, and all this shit they done got from 90% of the shit he got from fucking Ross, and got the nerve to be charging double the price for the shit.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Somebody on whatnot. I done seen a lot of this shit at the Ross. I just left an hour or two ago. I got the nerve to be charging an arm and a leg for the shit on here.
They'll probably sell it too.
Yep, because they don't. Yep. All this shit I done seen today. And last week and week before, same exact action figures. That's fun. That's some funny shit. I know exactly where he got most of this shit from on here. They just got to go to Ross and take a chance to find the shit. Ain't this a mess? I know exactly where a lot of people got this shit from, and they trying to sell it on here for full price.
Well, have you seen how much they sell fucking those popcorn buckets?
Yeah, oh, uh-huh.
I'm still waiting for my alien one to come in. They said sometime in December.
I have two of them, both of them, from AMC and Cinemark.
Getting that cylinder one that Willis bought, not the alien heads.
Oh yeah, they sold out right away here.
Yeah, they had a.
Those are cool because they glow.
They had more made, so they had. I signed up to be like first come, first serve. Email when they got them available, so I got lucky and bought one.
I want the one from Lord of the Ring movie. It's a fucking Warhammer.
Is it getting out of hand?
It's a fucking Warhammer. The damn the hammer is the bucket for the popcorn, and it actually has a hilt that extends, so it's actually 24 inches long.
Yeah.
And I see they having the video game awards and they showing all the new stuff that's coming out. Nobody.
Are those Russians or Nazis?
Yeah, I think they're Russians. They got the sickle on their stuff.
Yep.
Just slid away.
Just fuck off.
Please don't go. Don't go away.
Buddy Holly's taking them all on.
What now? Who do what do? Rah.
Yeah! That's all he has.
Kung Fu Russian?
Kung Fu. Who Kung Fu?
Eat a dick, Nudie.
Only yours.
I don't have one. It fell off.
Darn.
This movie is fucking pointless. As explosion continues. When you gonna start ninja fighting too?
Okay.
I said he gonna start ninja fighting too, the little boy.
Right. Fight the little boy. Little bastard.
It's not pointless. The point is to get to Las Vegas to become the new king.
Yeah.
The king of what? Well, dumbasses.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The king of dumbasses.
They needed a new Elvis.
Yeah, maybe, but that's a point. There's a point, no matter what.
The point yes. of this movie is stupid. Stupid. Stupid.
But there is a point, no matter what. There's no point.
So silly. This guy's good with the samurai, though. Yeah, shit's going on, Willis.
I know, right?
You see your boy LeBron? Your boy LeBron is stepped away from the world right now?
I don't even keep up with LeBron James, so I don't know.
I think the Diddy shit is coming back to haunt him.
A Diddy shit coming back to haunt a little bit of everybody.
Yep. And he's taking time away from basketball for personal reasons.
And he's
off social media.
You hear about that's the reason why Ellen left.
Yeah.
Because she used to go to all them Diddy parties. Jay-Z then is getting caught up about some shit because he in a lawsuit.
Yeah. All it's going to take is for Bieber to open his mouth and then everything's going to go down after that.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's being quiet, but he's probably scared they'll kill him.
Jeez.
Oh, it's a whole ring, Mona. Ring of pedophiles.
Yep.
Pedophiles.
So much shit going on with that shit that happened.
Pedophile?
Yeah. Corey Feldman was right.
I know. And look at the way he's treated. No wonder he's a fucking weirdo.
He's a nut job, but he was right.
Yep.
I don't think that kid would be able to pull that guy. Not dead weight like that. Oh, wow. He's going to pull him 3 feet, grab the guitar and samurai sword, pull him 3 more feet. Stick the sword in him and drag him by the sword.
Tie him to the guitar and...
Oh, that guy would wake up and kill him if he ruined his guitar.
Well, he just dragged it over there. Now they're going to do this till the end, and then it ends, and that's it.
Probably, yeah. Like Mona's snail.
They look like a bootleg version of Slash from off of Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle, bitch.
Is that Vegas?
Yes, it's Vegas. Damn.
Fifteen more minutes, Willis and Neuter.
Shut up, little boy. Huh, Russell? They about to shoot him in the head. The arrow.
Freeze, I guess. Why are they talking like that?
They thought it'd be cool. They're robots.
Yeah.
They're robots.
Killer Santas.
He has nice teeth for the apocalypse.
I know, right?
All right. It's time for the big battle.
The last showdown.
Dead slashes.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yep, that's who they looking like. Yep. Surrender me. I am the Shretta.
Are they going to actually do Devil Goes Down to Georgia right now?
Yes.
Oh, good God.
How fucking cliche is that?
That's funny. Is he from the Pink Elvises?
Red Elvises? No. Slash. He's battling Slash.
I feel like I'm watching the end of Pulp Fiction with that music.
Yeah. Oh, surf music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess he didn't want to finish the battle, huh? He knew he lost. Oh, you got the magic powers of the guitar. You will not let him get hit with an arrow.
He's Achilles.
Right in the head.
Oh, little kids come ruin everything, like they always do.
See, he put the damn guitar down, and now he's getting all arrowed.
Yeah.
Somehow, I think he's superhuman. He'll be all right.
Stupid little kid who's chubby, too chubby for the apocalypse. Too healthy looking. He's dead.
Got the haircut from that of that kid from Eight Is Enough.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I never liked that show. Eight Is Enough.
I think Shred fell asleep.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he went bye-bye. He
must have passed out.
The drugs put him to sleep.
Mona, what are you eating?
That's not me.
No, that's Willis eating.
No, I ain't eating nothing.
Sounds like you're chewing on something.
No, I'm sitting here.
He's not dead. He's a zombie.
I'm sitting up here opening up these Iron Man action figures I bought today. Well,
that's what you're doing.
From wow. The Ross I got for dirt cheap.
This guy's really Wolverine.
Yep.
Better run, Slash.
Well, more sort of fighting than the actual He-Man movie, so they doing something right.
He's not that weak if he's fighting with a bunch of arrows exactly. in his back.
Right.
He just woke up from the dead. He's not that weak. Well, I got 5 more working days, and then I'm on vacation for 2 weeks.
Vacation's all you ever wanted.
Oh, I'm living for retirement. I wish I could retire. I'm tired. I don't want to work no more.
It get like that. Us?
I need new legs.
Batman, bionic Batman legs.
It's just something that I don't have to be in pain all the time. Buddy cries out. Uh-huh. That's how he grunts.
He comes when he gets hurt.
Right? Well, now you've done it, Slash. Oh, no. Didn't they do that in Conan or something?
Yes.
Same move, right?
Yes. He talks like me. Leave him alone!
You spit on him, he had acid.
Spit on him, kid. Right in the face.
Hawk one. Now pee on him!
Oh yeah, pee on him, kid.
Wow, if we would have paid attention, maybe we would have known about the water.
I'm melting!
What a world!
Just like the Wizard of Oz.
It was kind of like the Wizard of Oz, too.
Yeah, that's why I said it. Gotcha! All right, can the kid go to Vegas and become king so we can turn us off and then get to my hockey game?
Eat 2 dicks, Nudie.
Eat your dick again? But you said you didn't have one.
I have a bag of them, and there's 2 in here.
Mm. 2. I still have one wrapped up I gotta send you.
I've been waiting for years.
I'm not talking about mine. By the time you get that, it won't work anymore.
Oh, it'll work. Magical. Nudie giggled.
I did. Magical. A magical kitty with a big hole. Oh, look, he melted away too.
Every day is a getting closer. Isn't that a Buddy Holly song?
I think so. Oh boy. He's at Oz.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah.
Wow.
It's over, you guys. It's over.
All right, so. Since you picked it, you can go first, Mona.
What happened to Shred? He died.
I guess so. Must have passed out.
Well, there you have it. A very low budget kung fu post apocalyptic rock and roll western. What the fuck's this? Third World Cop.
It's because I downloaded it off of YouTube. I got it off of YouTube, so it shows the what's next video. I couldn't find it anywhere but YouTube. So, yeah.
I don't know. I understand why I liked it. I used to watch anything apocalyptic or post-apocalyptic. I am a weirdo. Maybe I enjoyed this by myself. It's all right. I'm sorry I shared it with you, Norbies. I'm going to give it in between. Is it 1 through 10 or 1 through 5? I never remember.
I don't care.
5.
5 out of 10. Willis?
This movie was a waste of goddamn time. I give it a 1.
He's all, fuck wow. you and your fucking movie. Block.
I think Shred would have gave it a...
Yeah.
That's a Shred rating. And I'm going to... I mean, it was okay in parts, but it was just another one of them weird Mona movies. I'll give it a 4. I mean, it's not total trash, but it's... I don't know. Anyway, Nudie that wasn't
was... high enough.
Yeah, maybe I wasn't.
You made us watch the Ice Cream Bunny.
But that's on the other show. Is that it really terrible. That bad? That's the spirit of that show.
Well, bring the spirit over here.
We're supposed to watch movies like that over there.
Oh, shut up. Rules.
Like this over there.
Rules.
Rules. All right. So, yeah, we'll be back again with another show coming up sometime soon. If you don't hear from us before the holidays, happy holidays.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. So we'll talk to you guys later. This has been the It's Not Horror, okay? And I'll stop recording now.